This, then, is the pre-show for today, Monday, the 5th of May, 2025. And I must confess, this last several days has been just debauchery. So we had an encore that we didn't want to do on Friday. We did it because I was out Thursday night with Derek Waters, and we were at the Smokehouse, and we did all of that. And then this past weekend, I was with my friend Rob Thyssen with his lady Debbie, and they were here in town from Florida. And so we partied with them over at the Langham in Pasadena, had a good time, watched the Derby. I don't really watch horse racing anymore because of certain objections I have to it. But look, you know, I grew up with the horse racing people. My best friends were trainers' sons and jockeys' sons and daughters. And so that's what we did. And went over to the Arroyo Chop House. If you're in Pasadena and you want a fantastic restaurant, I don't eat meat myself, but I had a delicious sort of a vegan dish with a salad. But, I mean, the whole place is just really phenomenal. The menu is extensive. It's called the Arroyo Chop House on, I guess it's on Arroyo Parkway in Pasadena. And it's across the alley from the Arroyo Grill, which is another place we went to a couple times. And I'm in my studio now, and the chair is squeaking, and holy Jesus. And, all right, man. We're getting down to it, baby. This is, listen to that goddamn chair. You know, this fucking chair is over 10 years old. It's about time we throw this thing in the garbage, don't you think? But what am I going to replace it with? Jesus, this fucking thing. A new chair. That's what you replace it with, Bill. All right, so, yeah, it's been a whirlwind time, but a lot of fun. It was great seeing Rob. I haven't seen Rob. We had dinner together in Orlando 27 years ago? That's the last time I saw the guy. I mean, that's how time flies. You know, some of you guys may be thinking, wow, that's a long time. No, not really. I mean, time condenses the older you get. It just condenses the older you get. Like, if you've only got 20 years of life, then the last 10 years, that's half your fucking life. That seems like a lot. If you've got 60 years of life, then the last 10 years ain't shit. That's just 1/6 of your life. So that's what we're talking about, you know? But so I hadn't seen him. Excuse me for yelling, but I would be doing a lot of that. Not the other thing too, man. I'm not a big drinker, believe it or not. You may not believe that, but I'm not. I know I make a lot of noise about tequila, but Jesus Christ, man. If you don't drink a lot and then you throw down a bunch of alcohol, the fucking shit it does to your stomach is like, ah, just all kinds of hell. So Rob and I had dinner together in Orlando about 12, when I was in Miami. It was at WIOD. He lives in Orlando, or did. I think he's now up in Sanford. And he has a beautiful home up there, and people are saying, can you have a beautiful home in Sanford? I'm kidding. I'm just joking. Yes, you can. And what am I looking for, man? What month is this? May? Holy Christ. How did we get to May? Anyway, we had dinner together. Had a good time talking and everything. And then off I went to California, and off he went to whatever the fuck he was doing. And then he got married. And I got married. You know, we all just kind of went on with our lives. I think he's got a couple of sons now. And his lady Debbie's great gal, great. I was gonna say great gal because that sounds kind of very patronizing. No, she's a great gal, but she is a great lady, great woman, great person. And Rob, as far as I can tell, just continues to make money. That's all he does. He just he makes money and he looks unhappy. You know, he's just like, I don't know, man. How's things going? Eh, whatever the fuck. So he made another million, huh? Well, you know. So that's kind of a beautiful thing there too. All right. Yeah, and what's fun is when you meet, you know, the spouse of a guy that you hung out with a lot as a kid, then you get to regale her with all the tales that he probably hasn't told her. So I went ahead and I didn't give a shit. You know, I told her everything. She thought the whole thing was pretty fucking funny. I told her about the time that he and I, you know, we were hitchhiking back from San Francisco. We used to do this. We hitchhiked from San Francisco down to L.A., we were 19, and this is back in the day when you would consider doing something like this. I guess we're at the Haskell off-ramp. We couldn't get a fucking ride to save our asses. Couldn't get a ride to save our lives. So I said to him, I go, Ron, and he's a really handsome guy. I mean, I'm handsome, but he's real handsome. And I said, Rob, go down to one of those houses down the off ramp. There was a residential section there. Knock on the door and see if you can find somebody who'll let you use the phone, and we'll call Paul and have him come pick us up. Rob's like, well, are you sure? I go, yeah, do it, man. I didn't know. I figured it was worth a try. Now, that's something you'd never do today. In a million fucking years, you wouldn't do it because you figure, and rightfully so, nobody would let you in. But back in, this was 19, I don't know when it was, man, early 70s. It was before we all took off and left our homes for good. We went out to Florida and, you know, we scattered to the four winds. But he did. He went down. Lady let him in. He called Paul. Next thing you know, we had a ride back to town. And that was the same trip that we had hitchhiked up to St. Mary's College, which is where we had a bunch of buddies. So we thumbed our way up to St. Mary's to party for one fucking weekend. And then we turn around and start thumbing back. And this is shit. You wonder what was in your mind at the time. Anyway, we get to San Jose. Now, we're coming in from the East Bay. We get to San Jose. Couldn't get a fucking ride to save our asses. Now, the 101 freeway is very, even back then, it was very well traveled. You're bound to get a fucking ride. You're bound to get somebody's going to pick you up. Couldn't get a fucking ride to save our ass. And what the fuck is going on here, man? So finally, some dude pulls over. And I think we were there 12 hours, maybe even more, trying to get a ride. Dude pulls over, picks us up, and off we go. And we go, we could not get a fucking ride, man. He goes, you guys don't know what happened? And we go, what? He goes, Nixon was at San Jose State. And the students were just throwing rocks at him and throwing shit at him. They hated him, you know, because Nixon was, you know, that was back in the day when students had more guts than they do today, I guess. I don't know. If you just don't see that kind of thing anymore. But anyway, they were throwing shit at the limousines as they were leaving. And the people in the cars thought that Rob and I were a couple of fucking hippies. So they wouldn't pick us up. They were pissed off at what these kids did at San Jose State to Nixon. So he said, that's why you guys couldn't get a ride. I mean, you guys are sitting here with your long hair and shit. They're not going to pick you up. I go, no shit. I didn't know that, man. I learned something new every day. So that was a sort of a fascinating revelation. But, and then I told her all kinds of stories about he and I just hanging out like we all done did in them times, you know. So what are we doing today, man? Today's the 4th? No, today's the 5th of May. So what we'll do is we go back a year to the 5th of May in 2024 to see just what was happening. On that particular day, we had a Saturday. How many fucking Saturday cinemas did we have? Oh, Saturday Classic, never mind. So that was a Sunday, so that was Elcott the next step. Vernon Dozier agrees to a baseball show, a sport he hates. Love it. We got to do it, man. Vernon Dozier agrees to a baseball show, a sport he hates. Did we log in here? Come on, let's go, bitch. Let's go, man. What's wrong with this fucking goddamn thing? God damn it. Vernon Dozier agrees to a baseball show, a sport he hates, so he can get a football show. Dickman moderates and drives the coach nuts. All right. The other thing about that one trip we took, because I think I told you guys, this was back in the days when I wanted to be Jack Kerouac. I wanted to be the traveling, sort of very hip beat writer that Jack Kerouac was. And write about my generation, write about my adventures, write about the country, this sort of thing. So I was hitchhiking up and down the coast of California. I didn't go across the country because I had no reason. You know, I didn't know where I'd be going, but hitchhiking up and down the coast of California was pretty convenient, and you saw a lot of shit, and you met a lot of people, and you really did, and you talked to a lot of people, and I kept a journal, just scribbling my little journal every day, and on the shit that I saw, and the tragedy of that journal that I kept, Coach Vernon Dozier, with this May, the tragedy of that journal, I kept that journal from the time I was 16, all the way through to the time I was 26, okay? And by that point, I was at WSHE in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, okay? So I was living on the Isles there, the Hendricks Isle in Fort Lauderdale. And I had that little journal that I'd had since I was 16. So that's 10 years worth of journaling. And when I got my job in LA, and I left to go to K West in Los Angeles, I packed my shit up, and off I went. And guess what? I left that fucking journal there. I left the fucking journal there. And I thought about maybe calling the people that owned the unit. It was a couple in Ohio. This couple up in Ohio owned this building. And I thought about, I don't know, man. Could you look for the book? I didn't. And maybe I should have. I don't know why I didn't. I think there's a part of me, in my soul, it was poetic. It was, I guess it was destined to be or some shit. I don't know. But I was kind of disappointing, you know. And maybe that's what killed the ultimate knife into the heart of wanting to be a writer. I mean, I guess you could say my whole career I've been writing comedy. But in those days, I wanted to be a real, John Dos Passos, John Steinbeck, Jack Kerouac, John Cleland Holmes. The two, Dos Passos and Steinbeck, were not beat writers. They were fairly classic American writers. But the beat writers, John Cleland Holmes is the guy that came up with the term beat. John Cleland Holmes was a novelist. Jack Kerouac, now I don't know what beat came from in John Cleland Holmes's, he called it the beat generation. Kerouac believed that beat was short for beatitude, because Kerouac was a Catholic. How devout a Catholic he was, I don't really fucking know. And as much as I liked his writing, as a man, there was not a whole lot there to admire in Jack Kerouac, because he was not good, wasn't a good father. He was a shit father, as a matter of fact. He had a daughter, I believe her name was Jan. And like that, but, all right, man. So let's get a classic. What are we going to do in the classic? What's today? Like, if I ask that question one more fucking time, it's the 5th of May, jackass. Yes. All right. So we are doing May 2000. Let's do that. Yeah. So, definitely, was a time, man. Because I wanted to be a writer. And when I finally got my head out of my ass, I realized, you know what I really like is the radio. I'm listening to the radio. I could do what those guys are doing. And I like it. And you can do a lot of comedy. And I like comedy. I like. I think I stopped taking myself too seriously is what I did. Is this May? Yeah. If I ask that question one more fucking time, you have every right in the world to just hate me forever, okay? I stopped taking myself so seriously. And I realized, that, here's what I really am good at, I think. So let's just do this. But even then it was very hard because for the 17 years as a disc jockey, 17 years from the time I was 20 till the time I was like 37, I really had a hard time expressing myself comedically because my instincts were so extreme. I just didn't think they were, that anybody would want to hear them and no radio station would want to put them there. I worked hard at trying to fit into a mainstream idea of Phil Hendry, which doesn't exist. It doesn't fucking exist, you know? I didn't know it at the time, but I worked really hard at trying to take all of these extreme notions I had about comedy and character and things that I wanted to do and tried to funnel them into some sort of a mainstream acceptable form. And at the time, I was also working for a lot of ball-breaking motherfucking program directors, guys that are all about, just play the music, fucking, don't talk, play the music, you know? I got to hate being a disc jockey because of that. Not that I hated the music. Although we beat the shit out of all that classic rock until you wanted to fucking throw up. I was on the first classic rock station, one of the first in America, KLSX in Los Angeles. I did Morning Drive, and there I am trying to be creative and then doing this fucking show where the program director just wanted you to shut up and play the music. It was I'm not blaming him, by the way. Because if I just said, fuck it, and did what I wanted to do, two things would have happened. I would have become the talent that I wanted to be. I would have presented the show that I wanted to present, and I would have been fired. And that would have been fine, too, because then I at least would have discovered what I wanted to do and what I was good at, and I would have gone out and goddamn well done it. Day at the Races, syndicated columnist Margaret Gray joins, live from to talk about the Kentucky Derby. Perfect. Well, this was Friday, May the 5th. And the Derby was on the 3rd. Maybe we should do Tuesday, May 9th. Get it off of that, yeah. Roland Schwinn from the organization Fat Pride joins the program live from San Francisco, where a spontaneous street demonstration has broken out. Bring back the Speedo. Chris Norton is kicking off his Ohio 2000 tour this summer. Why don't we do this? Bring back the Speedo. Roland Schwimm is the voice that eventually became Chef Carl Cedilia. In case you didn't know that. Well, now you fucking well do, don't you? All right, so there it is. There's the story of my goddamn life. What do you think of that? Huh? 2000, right? Yeah. Better be. Let me look and see. Okay, real. Real Phil Henry. Boom. Yes, I'm Chef Carl Cedilia. Is that 2000? Yeah, okay. All right, bitch. We got it.